So in a case where it's if the height this person standing on is so narrow that you're not going to get an expansion of 4 amos, we're giving a picture of it over here, that so it goes down very very narrow, very narrow, the whole thing is very narrow, so you don't measure it all, you ignore this totally. This case where it doesn't even go out 4 amos, the whole thing doesn't go out 4 amos, and where he's standing on top to the bottom, you ignore it totally. But in a case where it expands more than 4 amos, so then we do like this. So if you're going to get, if a case where it's Mishrachik, Mekneged, you get a sor chomesh, which means as you go 5 amas of the shipua, as you go forward 5 amas of the shipua, it'll go up 10 tefachim. That's mishibur. Other sor tefachim. B'shetach ha-goiva, it'll go up 10 tefachim in height. So then, see what depends. If it's less than 50 amas from one side to the other, we use 50 ama approach, which I think they have a picture of. You have one guy standing over here with a pole, one guy standing over here with a pole. They tie the pole to, and they pull tight. So you get this is less than 50 amas, so you can just make sure it's taller, and you're okay.
If you're measuring with a 50 ama rope, and something is less than 50 amas, how do you know what the measurement is? How do you do that?
See,
it's that measurement is 40, so how do you know that it's 40?
I lost you.
Basically, everything is, you're measuring with a rope of 50 amas.
Right.
But let's say you're saying that you're measuring that amount that you just showed.
Right.
And that amount is less than 50. So then.
Good, so then you'll start earlier.
Oh, you start early and you just keep
right,
it.
Right.
So you're always going in 50 increments.
Correct. So, since it's possible to walk on it, in other words, halacha assumes that going up 10 in a distance of 5 amas is considered walkable. So then we do what's called havlo. Havlo is we sort of like just absorb it in. This is called havlo. Sort of absorb it in by doing this, you know, going over it. Called havlo. If it goes up 10 tefachim in a forward motion of 4 amas, that's quite steep already. So that situation, then we get involved in an option of Oman Hadas. So if it's a sort of techomesh, you have to measure it. You're going to measure it either with havlua, if it's less than 50 amas. If it's more than 50 amas, so then we do what's called kidur, which is the step back with a 4 ama rope. Go up, etc. But if it's asor mitoch dalid, we do omen adas. Avliya b'chevel shel 50 ama, yud gimel. Either when it's or sorry, chamisha, but it's more than 50 amas. Mavliya b'chevash al chamishimama perish mavliya b'hashipua. When a moed kim k'moishe rochav l'mata b'tachtis, or we sort of like ignore the height and we measure it as if it was a flat land. Mavara mechar be'ech l'shar zeh. So how do we do that? So how do you do that? You get two poles which are taller than this rise. So you ignore the rise, and you basically deal with it as a piece of flat land. Shazokev eitz gavoya v'imahor kotzer barochvay, and it's from the skiv is eitzim. Al yadik atzim v'imahor letzidoi v'im l'shem b'chevel al karka chalok. So if this thing is not so, where is it? No picture of that. There was a picture of that before. Here we go. No. I saw one here before. Kitzer, there is. It goes up, but also it's only this wide. So just move over here and measure it over here. Like, what do we need? What do we need to have flaws? You measure straight.
I have a balabatisha type question, which I think you would call it a balabatisha question. Two of them, in fact. One of them is, how do we know how big a nama is? That's one.
Okay.
And the second one is, let's say we do know what the amma is, how much it is in feet and inches or whatever, the unit of, the secular unit of measure, meters or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a guy who says, I want to know the Tchum Shabbos, I want to know 2,000. I'm not going to patch with 50-foot ropes, I'm not dealing with it, I'm going to take it, tape measure, I'm going to measure it and put it with my marker. So he's not over Tchum Shabbos ultimately if he measures correctly. So what is it? He's over Medieved, like Medieved, it's okay. Well, how do we pass him like that? Unless he doesn't want to do it this way.
Well, we said before, if the rope is, if its thing is longer than 50 yamas, you eventually get to the point you can't pull it taut. So you end up losing space.
But he's using a tape measure. Right, he's using a metal tape measure, which measures in feet and inches, and he's going along the side.
But he. If he's not pulling a taut.
He's not using a rope at all. He's not using this method. He's using a different method.
What's the method that he's using?
An old time.
Which is 2,000 amas long?
No, he does it in pieces. He does it in feet and inches, and he's figuring out. Let's say it's X number of feet.
Listen, you get a tape measure with amas marked off on it also for all I care.
No, but I'm saying, but he's not doing it this way. So what happened? And at the end of the day, he's measuring and he's going. He's measuring it that he should definitely not go within past the tchum. Then what happens?
So if he didn't go past the tchum, he go past the tchum.
So then he's over. It's a medieval. He did it wrong. What are we saying here?
I don't think he did it wrong. I mean, the Bir Loch has said before.
I mean, this is a very complicated way to do it. I mean, nowadays we have engineers that could probably, surveyors that could do it probably with equipment that they could do it more exact than this. So he could say, this was good for the time of the Mechaber, but now we have better things, and I don't want to do it this way. I'm gonna be, I'll keep the tchum, I'll err on the side of caution, but I'm just
saying. You want to err on the side of caution? You could do that, but he shouldn't be the person who's being conveyed the tchum for the city. He wants to go his personal measure, that's his business.
Let's say he's in a small area where it's not too many. Let's say it's his own.
He can do that. I mean, we have before your person measures it based on footsteps. I mean, that's not worse than footsteps,
right? Okay.
I mean, the Bir Loch says over here that if a person wants to use footsteps, he can't use footsteps. But if you're willing to do less than 2,000 footsteps,
but it's not even lechatchil medieval here.
Yeah, but this was the system Chazal set up for the city. As a city setting up an actual marker for Tchum Shabbos. It wasn't an individual person measuring.
Oh, an individual doesn't have to do this?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. And how do we know how big an amma is?
Oh, there's another question.
I
have no idea. I mean, it's a challenging question.
I assume you go whatever you say is the smallest amma, right? Because you go with the largest amma, you may be going over.
It's
between 1.5 feet and 2 feet.
Is when you're dealing with the rabbanon, you go with the large, you go to kulam, you go with the raisin, you go to kulam.
And this is, we don't even know if it's the raisin.
Even if it's the raisin, 2,000 amas is not the raisin. The raisin would be yud bez mil.
And how much is that? How many amas is that?
Well, a mil is 2,000 amas, it would be 12 times that.
Oh. Okay.
There's a fascinating Chazanish. Chazanish says, we look all of the measurements which we have, dealing with this, leaving out for a moment the issue of the things, sizes changing. All of them are always, nothing is given an amma was an amma. Like, this is an amma, right? Why were these given like that? Why were they given, like you said, a certain amount of feet, inches, etc.?
Because they didn't have it in those days.
Or whatever it is. He says, the mile of these things is, you can take them with wherever you are, get an olive. We have a Masera problem, what size olive we were talking about. I can discuss you a size of an olive. I can say, listen, how do we do halacha? Halacha says that there are, you use a medium-sized olive. So if you take Rabbi Badner's Kzayas book, what does he do? He says, well, according to the olive growers, there are seven different sizes of olives. He says, so the middle one is considered the median. Mm-hmm. So that's what he used for his calculations.
Yeah.
Which, you learn the Mishnah, that's why we're doing it. Chazir says that's the right way. The Radaka given in things which are portable. You know, I can't take with me my, you know, the what do you have, the foot, which is kept in the National Institute. You know, I can't take that with me. You know, we were traveling, but you know, but an Amma, it usually comes attached. You know, it's a mile.
So Amma is like from the tip of your finger
from the highest finger till the elbow. So an average
till
person,
the elbow.
Right? So all of these things, Badafka, were given in these type of measurements. Because they were portable, they were easy to pass on from generation to generation. The problem is, of course, you get what size. This whole new issue of our items smaller than they were once upon a time. That's a new question, right? That the Nadi Behuda is the one who they usually say it's a Nadi Behuda's point, which he definitely does say it. He's not the only there's people who said it before him also, but the person who seems to put it on the map is Nadi Behuda. In the Arab Psochim and the Tzlach, he points out that there's a problem in calculations. Because we know how large a mikveh is, and the more it gives us two ways. The mikveh is one of the two ways to measure.
Yeah.
It gives you a measure of amount of volume of saw.
Mm-hmm.
It also tells you how to measure it by amos.
Right.
You measure the two out, it didn't work.
It
says it must be, because we know it's a saw. A saw is based on a certain size of a lug, and all the things are. So it didn't work out.
So what? The problem had to be the amos.
So
the saw we knew.
So he came. He says, the amos. He said, if we're assuming that these are the amos,
yeah.
He says so that the saw got smaller. So it must be that the our eggs, a lug is an egg and a half. Our eggs. He worked with eggs. So
right.
There's X amount of lug in a cob. There's another cob in a saw. Uh-huh. You know,
right.
So I can figure it out.
Right.
The problem is it didn't work because it must be our eggs are small. That's where it came from. But the steer in the because it's one of the few measurements where the Gemara gives us both measures, mm-hmm. two ways of measuring it. You only have one way, so how are you ever gonna know?
Right.
You know. Matter of fact, the more actually even takes it, the more it tells you how large the area of a lug would be.
Mm.
You know, how many it's by and bad it's by,
yeah.
You know, and it doesn't work. The lug, a lug is an egg and a half.
Right.
So take our eggs and make an egg and a half of that.
Yeah.
It's too small.
Yeah.
You know, so in Farish Gemara, you know, I guess nobody ever measured it out. He says, I've got a problem. Okay, let's go. Ben Yochel of Yoy, Memar Shahor Orachar, Bebenu Miskatze, Mechemishim Amba, Abasech Lepayim Amba, Shemit Study Ha'ir. So there's no place where it's 50 more than 50 amas wide, and at any point where it's opposite the city, it's more than 50 amas wide. So the one place to get shorter, go over there and measure it over there, right? The problem was you didn't have that option. Dilav hachi aremavur besivav shiyeluk shom and malkam shemiskatz or beavli or shom do have law over there. So the problem was. No. So here's the city, and here's this rise over here. It's beyond the city. There's no place which is less than 50 amas, so what are you supposed to do? So you do Elin Kineged Raglov, Valyadezem, Yismayat, Midrena, Shokal, Arba Amas, Avilu Achasi, Kermis, Odom. So as you go up, you lose half of a height of a person. One person is holding it at his chest, another person is holding it at his feet. So that's about half of the height, so probably a little bit more than half, right? So he says, here's his picture. If he's holding it, he doesn't hold Kinegan, it should be Kinegan Leboy, by his waist. But if you do it by the waist, that's going to be half of a height. Okay. Got that. By the Bechema Shal Arba Amas, Hanu Kenizgul Liel Shechel, Arme Barag Lihor. Okay, so what was this case going on? If it's a case of not five. It was Asar b'teich Misha, but Asar b'teich Arba Amos. So the Chazal weren't mechayiv you to do this act of going up and down because it's very steep. You do Eimin Adas. But that's if it's less than 50 Amos. If it's more than 50 Amos, you measure it with a Chebel Shel of Arba Amos. And even though it's going up very steep, it's 10 Tvachim every 4 Amos, you're going to go up there. Since it's so steep, so we're going to just do Oymen Adas, even though it's more than 50 Amos wide. So in other words, one sheet to hold you, we don't want to do Oymen more than a certain amount because you lose, it's hard to be Meshire. 50 Amos, you can be Meshire. You know, be Meshire, you know, 300 Amos, it's hard to be Meshire then. This sheet is saying, no, we're going to do that because I weren't Machiavi more than that. So we have three scenarios. We have a scenario where it's so, the whole thing is so narrow that Chazal ignored it. You have a scenario where you can do Havloah or Kidur. Kidur literally means, it's almost the equivalent of trying to drill through the mountain. Mm. We don't really drill, we do like this thing. It's as if you're, at the end of the day, it's like you drew a line through the mountain. And there's Eimin Adas, sometimes we do Eimin Adas, and I think they made a... right, so they made a chart. So if it's Dalet Amos, so you just do Eimin Adas. If it's less than 50 Amos. If it's more than 50 Amos, you do Kidur. If it's 5 Amos, so then you do Havloah in this situation, not Eimin Adas. If it's more than 50 Amos, you do Kidur. If it's 6 Amos already, so you just measure it. You just measure that actual angle. Because that's much easier to walk up. Interesting. We call that, so that they give you out, that's a 16 degree slope. Now that doesn't sound like a lot, 16 degrees. You ever drove on a highway and they tell you it's an 8 degree slope? You know, you feel like you're going down the thing, you're flying down it, right? Imagine 16, right? Okay, now imagine the kevish and the mizbeach in the base of Mikdash. It was 30 amos long. It was 9 amos tall. My mathematicians over here, give me a slope on that. I think it's about 20 degrees. It's over 20 degree slope. Basically, you need your trig tables, but it's like 24 degrees, something like that. Imagine walking up that thing with. Imagine that the Mishnah talks about putting a jug on the thing to rest at an angle like this. I don't know what it means exactly. You know?
I don't know how big the angle is.
Just next time you're on one of these highways and you see the 5 degree slope and you see how fast you're going down that thing. So imagine the 20 degree slope.
I guess it was easier to go down than to go up.
You ran down. You ran up and you ran down because
it's hard to run up.
It's hard to run up, but walking is even harder. You got a running start. You just go. Okay. Sif hey. Higia Lagai. So now the next scenario is instead of dealing with a rise, we're dealing with a depression. He gets to a valley. Okay. In Kud Mishkalas Misrachim, he connected the Mata Arba Amis. So if means from the top down to the bottom. It goes straight down. To get that straight point right where the bottom ends, you'd have to go out a certain distance. So if that distance is at least 4 amas out, so you have to measure it. So then you do havloah. You stand on one side, you stand on the other side, you do havloah. That's your first scenario. It goes more than Dalet Amos. Or it goes Dalet Amos. Vim Lav. If you can't do Havloah, so then you do Kidur. You do Dalet Amos. Murder Bechabel Shal Arba Amos. Vahushlo Yehomet Yersim Alpine. That's all talking about that the actual valley is not 2,000 amas down. If it's more than 2,000 amas, you actually measure according to that going down, because that's going to be your tomb. You're not going to give you more than that. So theoretically, if you have the picture they have over here from city A to hilltop to the next hilltop is less than 2,000 amas straight across, but going down the valley and up to more than 2,000 amas, you're going to end with a tomb down here. So now, if it's so steep that you're not getting a jutting out of four amas when you go straight down, so it's this type of scenario where it's so steep where it goes out a little bit and goes, you can draw this line down to the bottom of it, go up on top, you didn't even stick out four amas. Right, that's pretty steep. So what happens then? So if it's less than 50 amas, so if you can do a havloah from one side to the other side less than 50 amas, make a havloah 50 amas across with the height. If you can't, it's more than 50 amas, so then you ignore this part. So you measure to here, you measure from here to here, and this slope you ignore. You measure the flat on the bottom, and that's even if this drop is more than 2,000 amas down, we ignore the slope because the slope is not walkable at all. So therefore, it becomes an irrelevant point. Okay,
how is anyone
going to
walk in that area anyway? It's really irrelevant, but it's within the 2,000 amas, how they're going to walk there anyway?
You could have a situation.
I'm going to jump off the cliff.
Well, first of all, no. It doesn't have to be this high, the whole length of the mountain range. It could be, you could go further down, it's lower down, and there's access there.
Oh. You mean not connected to the air, but a little bit further up?
Right. Then Yared Hagai, Miskifa Lamata Kokaf, is not so steep. And Shachboy Ben Havlo, Ben Kidr, so we can discuss Havlo, we can discuss Kidr, Kidr Messiah. Ashen Kishas, Shipu Yared Miskifa Harbi, it's very, very steep, very steep slope. Shinachut Misrach, Mikaneda Arbaamis. When you drop down to the point where you get to the bottom, it didn't move out for Namas. You don't do kiter. We ignore it. Look at me. You test. If you have a level, is that feeling mislike? But I'm a kashipu asor tefachim goyim mitoch meshach arba amos. Come, came up here. Now we said before we do. I'm in a if it's four, it's 10 and 4. It's a sor mitoch dal. We do. I'm in a das. Says, well, the answer is very simple. Over here, we do have law. So why going up? It's steep enough. And we say, you know what? Don't worry about it. Do amid a das. Going down, what's the problem? You're here it's flat, and here it's flat. In the middle is a problem. So just do avloh. Come, come, avliyah. Well, I'm the kamoy behar pacific kadam. Shein terach behavloh. Shein terach liskav etzim. Over here, there's no tirch. Over there, you have to go raise this whole thing up, etc. Over here, what's the problem? Just measure straight across. So it said, if you do avloh, why not do avloh? The same process of Keter going down as opposed to going up. If it's more than 2,000 amas, then you measure on the slope. We measure it a regular 50 amas measure as if it was flat land. Even if theoretically we could have done Havlo over the Chamisha Mama. Tam Kivin Shura Omakirsim Alpayim, Shushit Chum Shabbos, Chashavu Bifnei Atzmer. We can't ignore it. It's more than 2,000 amas long, and it's walkable. So that becomes your Tchum. Imachal Avliyoy. What's that going on? They considered it significant, and you can't do Havlo. If it's not Mizrach, it can add the Arba Amos. Sim Yochel of Liyo Yechano Nami Mishum Nein Tarach Begai Bahavlo. In the case of the heart, we just said forget about it. If it's so steep, just forget about it. Over here we're saying do have law. Well, why not? What do you lose? Because there's no tirchu. I forget how she is tirchu. Have law, yedei etzim skufim. L'kach ein tzorach limdet ala mishur. Moshe kozim reishtif dal ayin shur. So the case of the har, we ignore that. If it's so steep, we just ignore that little forward movement. And we just measure the flat. Over here you can do have law. If it's possible, do have law. Why not do have law? And if it's more than 50 yamas, anyone to klal, Rasulam, the Mitzvahin, the Kadav Shibur, Zakov Kazem, Rakhlimda, it is a karka, Shava, Kamash, Lamala, Binyan, and Har. So we just do the flat part, we ignore this very steep area. Okay. Vav, he gil a guy, Lahar or the guy, Komashun, Mimenu, Kenegad ear, Hurach of Mechamishimam. So we come out to this obstacle, and this obstacle, which is near the city, in front of the city, is more than 50 amps. So, what do you do? So, Shani Yochel Avliya, you can't do a flaw. Now, the whole length of the east side of the city, there's this rise over here, more than 50 amps. So I connect with the city, I can't do it. But here, it comes more narrow, and it's still within the 2,000 amas of the city in this direction. So when I'm measuring out this way, I'm measuring within my 2,000, and it'll be, this is my tomb's end up being drawn here, so I'm walking inside of where the tomb will be. So go out there and do that. He should do it over there. Because where he's walking is still within tchum. If you can't do that, to get there, you have to go after the tchum. So, the place where it gets narrow enough that you can do it is after the tchum. So people will see the guys measuring out there and say, oh, that's tchum Shabbos, because that's where they're measuring the tchum. So I'm allowed to walk over here. And you're not allowed to walk there, it's too far out. It's beyond the 2,000 amas, right? So then you can't do it. So that's when we got involved in doing what we did before was the options of Keter, etc.
Well, why won't they think he's measuring Tchum in that direction where he is walking past?
No, the problem is, even if I measure, if I'm going east, so if the city is here, so I'm going east. So I'm allowed to go east 2,000 amas this way and keep going east. But this is 2,100 amas. So I'm going east, but I'm outside of where the tomb would be. The line for the tomb would be here, and I'm measuring over here. Okay. So Shom, these cats are Harvard guy. Somewhere within the 2,000, it gets narrow enough that you can do have law. Yeluch Shom, Yevliyah. We measure Yeluch Shom. Isosu v'holo. I connect him. Welcome. Shekolo Shom Rechem. A Harvard guy. We connect it here. Because we also connect it here. Mashem l'midas etchumen. So Mishabur says what you should do is like this. In a case where it gets narrow within the 2,000 amen. So we really prefer measuring connected to here. So I get to here, I say, no, good. So you walk over here, measure it, do have law, measure it, and so finally you're able to go back here and measure, continue measuring connected to here. Start here, go over here, and then go back here.
So I'm still a little troubled by this question I just asked. So if people see him in his 2001 pass, so that means they know where the tchum is. So they know he went past just because...
No, they don't know that. The problem is that's exactly the problem. He's the measure. He knows the problem. You see, people are going to see him and say, oh, that must be tchum. And they're going to follow what he did and assume that it's okay. You got to walk there. The problem is they don't know that it's really osur.
So when they finished measuring tchum, did they put a...
They put a marker. But even so, the marker wasn't there. It wasn't a full... long line. There was intervals. So I strange marker. I don't think I walked over here yesterday, you know, last week. So we don't want that. Even as you go further out, it doesn't become more narrow. We don't want people making a mistake. The people will see him. People will see him mashing over there. They'll say, study here, that the north direction goes that far. So what do you do? Like we said, so then you have to do keter, you can't do havlo. Okay. Zion. Ain't some al amidididas out of mumcha, she yudea midas a karka. We don't just hire anybody, we get somebody who's a mumcha. Mumcha means he understands how to measure ground. And Mr. Baruch says, Chavches, yibaki bedinei hamedida. There's also lochas of how to do it. So he has to be a. Have both areas of expertise.
Could a guy do it?
It's an interesting question.
That's the only mumcha you got.
The problem you would probably have over there is a problem with mnemonis.
No, you're paying him. Well, he lied to you. You're paying him. You measure it out.
Yeah, see, you're right theoretically. The problem is, who's ever known that he made a mistake? So the case of the Morbus says, we know he's not going to be Maram, no, so he's not going to take a chance. It's because it's what he's dealing with is something which can be found out. The Moshe Morbus says, if you ask, we don't do this nowadays. The Morbus says, if we do Bittul B'Shisha, because we assume that by the time there's 60 of Hatter versus the Isser, it's going to be Mavata. You know, some flavors don't need 60 really.
Right.
So Moore says you give it to a goy
to taste it.
So you give it to a goy who's a professional. He's a professional cooker.
Right.
Because he's not going to want to.
Okay.
So it comes out when if you afterwards you say, oh, it's mutter, and you taste the thing afterwards.
Right.
And taste it, you're never going to buy from him again.
Right.
He doesn't know culinary arts.
Right.
Because I'm going to be able to find out when I taste it afterwards.
That's right.
Right. So that he's not going to take a chance.
So then he won't take a chance.
He's only mumcha in town.
Then you got a problem.
Because.
Yeah.
How we ever know he made a mistake? He's
right.
A mumcha.
Right.
You know, by definition, right? Unless a new mumcha moves in eventually, okay?
Yeah.
You know, but at that point in time, he will make sure that he's he got his money and ran, you know?
It's happened before.
Yes. Okay. Ches. Hoyelon Tchume Shabbos Mukzokim Abom Mumcha Umoda. So they had already established Tchum in the city. And a new mumcha came. And measured it, and riba b'tzchum emehem umiyat b'tzchum. Sometimes some areas he had more, some areas he had, or either he had more, he had less. Shoshamaloi apet tchum shariba. We listened to what he did, even the kula were in the areas where he said you had more. Hago umadar umemtz midosay b'mizroch tsefaris yisera al shekaned b'mizroch adurayis. So theoretically, when you measure, assuming that the edge of the city is straight, you measure the northeast corner and the southeast corner, and you go out east, you should end up in the same spot. Well, he did that, and one of them was longer than the other. So now what do you do? So Moseh HaChut Shel Simen HaTchum Mizel HaZeh Balachsoin. So the first thing it says you measure you draw the line at an angle. Some say no, you draw a straight line. And we use the further one as the correct one. So we're makel. We use the further one. We say, well, this one went out 50 feet more than that one. We draw the line straight up and down from the 50 feet, the one which is further out. Okay, why did we do this?
Why did you say he made a mistake?
That's exactly what we're going to say. We say somebody made a mistake, and therefore, not made a mistake. Which one was the mistake?
We don't know.
So we're going to assume that the Reba one was the correct one, and he made a mistake one time. He didn't pull tight enough.
Right? So then why Lachson? Doesn't make sense.
Okay, Lachson is more challenging. Let's see, right? Let's see, Mishabur. Chof Tes Muzakim. Rosh Hashanah Muzakim Shad Kan Hu Mokum Tchum. there was already established a Malkum Tum. So the Mumcha says that, no, it wasn't measured correctly. And this person is Lufaneinu. We don't know who did it last. We don't know if the previous person was a Mumcha. So we let Shemel Ben Lahach Ben Lahach. Poshet, obviously, the Mar Shen Yedua Lono Shachazaka Rishen Nasa Apim Minas Mumcha. We don't have a clear Masara who was the first one who did it. So now we have a machlokes to mumchim. What do you do? Because if the previous one was also a mumcha, so now it's a fight between two mumchim, which that's sif test. What do you do when you have a disagreement between two mumchim? Okay, that's the next thing. So the case of, we're not dealing with this a fight because we don't know who the first one was. Somebody said, you know what? I know who the first one was. Maybe it wasn't the mumcha. They just used whatever they could. And now a mumcha says it's a mistake, so we listen to the mumcha. Riba Tum, Rasulamer, Shemalkam Echad, Riba, Malkam Acher, some places were more or less. You listen to him, Apatum, Shariba, Perish, a Kolshkin, Kishashim, Loy, Kishim, Mamai, Malkam Shemiat Lahach. A Kolshkin, in the case where it's the Chumra, you're going to listen to him, you even listen to him, the Kula. Now. Okay. So now, why Balachsa? The Kishin Hashem, Loy, Torb, Medina, Mizrach, Israel. Maybe there wasn't a mistake. In the one which is further. So how is it possible? Masha Ismail Hamida, I guess it was the shorter one. So why? The reason why this one was, one of them was shorter. Mipnei Motsa Derech Midosa Ezahar Sar Chalamada Doi Medida Yafa Kikarka Chalok. Sometimes the Tchum is not going to be a perfect square. Because if you're going to draw some areas, you did tear it. It belongs to Mr. Wertel. You should offer the paper.
Yeah, it's out.
So sometimes you'll, and if one place is going to go higher and lower, and you're measuring down the slope. In the case where the locals measure down the slope, the slope was. The slope was not a very strong slope. It was gentle enough that you're going to measure it, but you end up losing distance because of that. So we go back and it's never, land is never perfectly flat. So of course it's going to happen. So you'll end up with a malachsa. That's what the first opinion says. So it's a fascinating point. The other one says, no, can we walk on Shariba? But actually, Ba'atz Mamad, the Gam, and Zrach, he measured both. So if he's a Mumcha, both are right. So why do you ignore one of them? Talinin Shasham, Le Mosach, Achemo, Kol Tzarchai. So even our Mumcha, we're afraid, maybe one time, a few times, didn't pull it as much as he could. Kathleen Skatsa, Tchum Sham, that's why one of them is shorter. Kol Shkenim, Oysa, Mida, Ksara, Hoyami, Odom, Acher. And if it's two different people, obviously.
Yeah, what is it?
So if it's the same person, he didn't do a good job or not. So, well, over here he did a bad job, over here he did a good job. Okay. Two different people, it's much easier to say one guy did it better than the other. But if the Hawk, the Minion, the Shah, I saw them tall, the other person made a mistake, the Tamei, didn't aim, Pazak Groh, the Murder in Beshav. So the Groh was Mekel, we're Murder in Beshav, the further distance. Okay.